You're listening to episode number 25 of the Fashion Your Passion podcast. This week, I sit down with Nabila Eve, a 14-year-old blogger, YouTuber, and influencer located in Houston, Texas. Nabila and I talk all about how she got into blogging and YouTube and how teens like you can do the same. I hope you enjoy. Welcome to the Fashion Your Passion podcast. I'm your host, Sammy Reyes, a college student here to help you fashion your passion and transform your life. This past year, I've learned a lot about living out your true passions and implementing the best habits, and I'm ready to share these tips with you. Season 3 is nothing like you've ever heard on any other podcast before, and I'm so excited to take you on this journey with me. Let's get to it. Welcome back. You're listening to the Fashion Your Passion podcast, and I have here today teen blogger, photographer, and all-around amazing human being, Nabila. We're going to talk all about how she started her blog and how she you know, has been inspiring others through her Instagram and her blog. So welcome, Nabila, to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Of course. So tell my listeners a little bit about what you're doing currently, about what you're passionate about, and how you got into all of this.
Yes, so I am a blogger, and I also have YouTube and Instagram, and I got into this 5 years ago. I started my blog 5 years ago. Yeah, wow, that's crazy. And so I've been doing that for 5 years, and one of my friends actually had a blog, and it was like, it was probably private. I don't think anyone ever saw it, but I thought it was the coolest thing ever. So I, of course, asked my parents, like, can I have a blog? And they were like, what? And I was like, you know, a blog. And they finally let me do it. And that's how I've gotten to this point.
Yeah. So what are like some of like, the main topics you talk about on your blog?
Yes. So it has changed a lot over the years. I've grown so much, but right now I mainly do like lifestyle, fashion, and travel. So I talk a lot about like what I'm doing, and I do tips like for school and other teens like me.
Yeah, and it's so incredible that you found something that you love to do at such a young age. I know a lot of people who don't really know exactly what they love to do. Like for you, I bet like you love to blog and you love to tell people all about, you know, all this different stuff like mm-hmm. that. So what was really like, take me through the journey of how you sort of found out that this is something you enjoyed, this is something you wanted to do, maybe not forever, but right now this is something that you're pursuing. What led up to it? Like I know you mentioned that like, you know, your friend had a blog and you really, you know, you like looking at her stuff. But what really like internally, how did you sort of, you know, be like, okay, this is what I'm gonna, you know, post. This is what I want to post about. This is what I, you know, love to research and do all that stuff like that. So what was that like?
Yeah. So as I said earlier, like the topics that I post about have very much changed, but how did I, well, okay. So like the first like 1 or 2 years that I was blogging, it was not good. My old blog was terrible, but I eventually met some other people online. Online friends are literally the best ever, and I met some people, and it just, I don't know. Basically, so I met some other people online who just inspired me so much, and I was like, whoa, like, that's awesome. I got better at typing and writing, and like, my mom, I didn't have a phone at the time when I first started blogging, of course. Like, I was like, mom, can I use your phone to take photos? And that just made me so happy. And yeah, and then people actually started finding my blog, and I was like, what? People actually noticed me. That's crazy. And they were just so nice, and everyone is so nice.
What would one tip be for people who don't really have something that they love to do? What would you tell them in terms of having them find something that they love to do? Like, how, from your experience, how do you think that one could find something to pursue as a passion for a time being, or to find something that they love to do every day?
Yeah, so I remember when I was, like, younger, I was so caught up in like having something that was me, because all of my friends were like dancers or like, I don't know, they were in theater or something, and I like didn't really have that. And then, well, I found blogging, basically, and I actually got into it. But for other people who want to find something, if nothing is out of reach, and I think you just have to go for it. Like, if you see something yes. that you think is really cool and that you want to do, even if, like, you're maybe not that good at it at the point that you're at, like, you can get better, you can work on it. Like, ask people if you know people that do it. Like, friends who do stuff that you like to do are literally the best ever because you can ask them questions and they can help you. And just, yeah, go for it.
Yes, I love that. And I love how you mentioned before where you said, like, when you first started blogging, like, it was not as good as it is now. And I feel like that's so important to sort of hone yeah. in on, because I feel like a lot of people, when they start selling out, they expect it to be perfect. They expect it, you know, to be the best that they've ever done. But when you start selling out, it's not going to be the best. It's not going to be perfect. Like, for me, like, I've been doing this podcast for, like, I think, what, 6 months now? And it's, you know, it's gotten better over time, but it's still not the best it could be. I'm still, you know, not the greatest interviewer. I'm not the greatest, you know, podcaster in general. And so, you know, I constantly am, you know, just like beating myself up because I'm like, oh my God, this should be so much better, but it doesn't actually have to be because I'm just starting out. I'm brand new to this. Like, it's, you know, over time it's going to get better, but for now, like, it just, you know, experience is going to help you to make it better. So how
you grow over time. Like, if someone were to go look at my old blog posts, they're not the best at all. And I think some people think that when they first start blogging that they're going to, like, you know, immediately get, like, all the followers and just all the stuff. Like, you have to work on that. Like, I have been online for, what, 5 years? Is that what I said? And I'm just starting to, like, really grow my audience and stuff. And I mean, that's because I was, like, a little kid when I started, but still, like, it takes time to do things, right. And you'll get better at them.
How has blogging, like, changed your life? Like, how have you become maybe a better person from blogging? Or, like, what has changed in your life from, you know, opening a blog and really developing a community?
I think one of the main things is I am just so much more confident. Like, I said earlier how, like, I didn't really have anything that I liked to do. Like, I liked, you know, reading or whatever, but that wasn't, like, my main passion. But now that I have blogging, like, I have something that I may not be, like, the best at, but I would say I'm pretty good at it. And other people, and, you know, people comment and stuff, and it's just, my self-confidence has grown so much. And also, I have something to do with my free time. Like,
mm-hmm. For sure. I mean, for me, like, now, like, that I have the podcast and I have, you know, I have to run, like, these, you know, make these content filled Instagram posts. You know, everyone asks, like, oh, like, do you have time to go out? I'm like, no, sorry, I'm, you know, recording a podcast, or no, sorry, I have to write this mm-hmm. blog post or whatever. And it's so much fun for me because, like, now I, like, actually have, you know, something to do with my time. But it's also so much fun because, yeah, you know, when you love what you're doing, you just have a ball doing it. How has, like, fear and doubt played a role in your life and in, you know, throughout the blogging journey?
Yeah, wow. I have stopped blogging. Like, I have almost stopped blogging so many times, and it's kind of crazy. Actually, just recently, I was having, like, a lot of doubts about my blog because I don't get, like, that many, you know, comments on my blog. I'm not that popular. And I was really, I was thinking about, like, stopping blogging and just focusing on YouTube. But I've since decided that I enjoy writing so much, and I also enjoy YouTube. So I'm just gonna, you know, try to do both, like the amazing multitasker I am. Yeah. So especially at the beginning of my blog, like, I didn't get any comments really. Like, I had a few friends, and they were, like, the only people who commented, you know, and I didn't really get that many views. And I totally could have stopped. Like, I could have just stopped and, you know, watched Netflix or something. But I didn't. Mm-hmm. And I grew, and I researched, and, like, I figured out, like, how to get comments and how to get views. And I reached out to people, and I, you know, grew older, and it became more popular and stuff. And, like, so it's, fear is, fear and doubt are definitely things that are going to happen, but sometimes you just have to push through it.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly, you've answered my next question, which is amazing. Did you ever think that you would be doing what you're doing right now at the age that you are?
No. So I'm 14. I'm going to turn 15 in October. I like low-key just forgot my birthday for a moment, but it's in October. You know, I have really bad memory. It's a problem. But
it's good.
No, not at all. I mean, when I was younger, I was a really weird little kid that when people asked me what I wanted to do when I grew up, I had no idea. Like, I literally had no idea because I just didn't really have, like, that many passions. And I say when I'm a little kid, I mean, like, when I was, like, 10 or 9 or whatever. And now, like, I'm still not sure what I want to be, of course, but I definitely want to do something, like, with writing and journalism, maybe online, you know? Yeah. But, yeah, no, I definitely did not think that this is where I would be. It's crazy. I didn't even know that, like, social media existed when I was younger, so crazy. And also, I didn't think, I just started recently working with, like, brands and stuff, and I've actually made some money off of it, which is...
Yes, girl!
I know! It makes me so happy, and I'm still not, like, rich or anything, but, I mean, I'm a teen, like, I'm not gonna be rich, but...
You never know.
When I first started blogging, like, I did not know that was possible at all. Like, even from when I first started, like, I didn't realize that, like, Instagram has basically changed a lot of things because it's so much more popular, I think, and, like, everyone has it pretty much. So it's crazy, like, the audience how my audience has grown and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, and I feel like it's so crazy, like, Instagram, like, what you were saying, because I feel like for the creator of Instagram, like, their intention was never to have so many different, like, influencers and, you know, people who are, like, trying to create content and stuff like that for other people to, like, influence their lives and, like, you know, help other people change their lives. And I feel like the way that Instagram has grown since it first launched, because I remember, like, when I was in middle school, elementary school, even, like, my grade first got Instagram, like, we were so, like, confused about it. We would, like, you know, just, like, post pictures of each other. We didn't add any captions or whatever. Like, we didn't even think about it. But now the way that Instagram has evolved, it's become such a community, if you use it right, obviously. Mm-hmm. But it becomes such a community, and it's really, really incredible. Just the way that you can use Instagram to grow a brand, grow a business, you know, find other people who are doing what similar things to what you're doing. So, I mean, that's why I love it so much right now. Where would you like to go with what you're doing right now, like, in the next 5-10 years? What are your dreams?
Wow. Well, I really want to grow my YouTube and my blog a whole lot more. What are my dreams online? So, my mom has actually asked me this question a lot. And I'm just like, I guess just keep growing. And, like, this sounds kind of bad, but I really want to start getting, I want to start going to, like, events and stuff like that with other influencers and, like, getting to see them and talk to them. And, like, what's going on right now? VidCon's going on right now. That would be so freaking cool to go to that. Like, wouldn't that be so cool?
I've wanted to go for, I think, 7 years now. Like,
it would be so, so freaking cool. And also, when I was blogging, like, I would tell my friends, like, oh, like, you know, I'm a blogger. And they'd be like, what? Like, what is that? And then I'd show them my blog, and they'd be like, oh, cool, I guess. But then they wouldn't really, you know, look at it. But I recently started YouTube, you know, and I think more people are on YouTube. So I really want, I think actually, yeah, okay. one of my main goals right now is to basically find out how to do YouTube, because I've been posting for like a year now or something like that, but my videos are definitely still the best. I really want to get a camera. That's actually something that I've been researching right now. I really want to get like a professional camera for like recording and taking photos and stuff like that. And for vlogging, so that it's a whole lot better, because like my phone is great, but the sound quality on it and stuff like that isn't the best. So I really want to like up my YouTube and just figure out that. That was a really rambly answer. Yeah. I'm sorry, but
No, it's all good. So for the last question, based off of the title of this podcast, which is Fashion Your Passion Podcast, what is one tip that you would give dreamers based off of how you have fashioned your passion?
Like I said earlier, go for it. If you find something that you think is cool, like, just go for it.
Yeah, 100%. That's so good. All right, so where can people find you? On Instagram, on social, what's your blog, website name? Tell us everything about you, where we can find you.
I am Nabila Eve on everything. So YouTube is youtube.com/NabilaEve. Blog is NabilaEve.blogspot.com, and Pinterest and Instagram are all Nabila Eve. So yeah, I would super appreciate if y'all could go check it out. And that would just mean a lot to me.
Yes, thank you so much for coming on today. I love talking to you. Your energy literally like on your Instagram and like here in this interview, it's so good and so bubbly. And I just, it like lights up my day. Thank you so much for coming on. And for you guys listening, I will talk to you guys next week.